The soldier tore the paper open while below him, on the ground, the dogs strained and snarled, pulling against their leashes. Their muscles were visible beneath the sleek, short-haired flesh. He looked inside, then glared at Anne-Marie.
"Stop crying, you idiot girl," he said harshly. "Your stupid mother has sent your uncle a handkerchief. In Germany, the women have better things to do. They don't stay at home hemming handkerchiefs for their men."
He gestured with the folded white cloth and gave a short, caustic laugh.
"At least you didn't stitch flowers on it."
He flung it to the ground, still half-wrapped in the paper beside the apple. The dogs lunged, sniffed at it eagerly, then subsided, disappointed again.
"Go on," the soldier said.
He dropped the cheese and the napkin back into her basket.
"Go on to your uncle and tell him the German dogs enjoyed his bread."
All of the soldiers pushed past her. One of them laughed, and they spoke to each other in their own language. In a moment, they had disappeared down the path, in the direction from which Anne-Marie had just come. Quickly, she picked up the apple and the opened packet with the white handkerchief inside. She put them into the basket and ran around the bend toward the harbor, where the morning sky was now bright with early sun, and some of the boat engines were starting their strident din. The Ingeborg was still there, by the dock, and Uncle Henrik was there, his light hair windblown and bright as he knelt by the nets. Anne-Marie called to him, and he came to the side, his face worried when he recognized her on the dock. She handed the basket across. "Mama sent your lunch," she said, her voice quavering. "But soldiers stopped me, and they took your bread." She didn't dare to tell him more. Henrik glanced quickly into the basket. She could see the look of relief on his face and knew that it was because he saw that the packet was there, even though it was torn open.
"Thank you,"
he said, and the relief was evident in his voice. Anne-Marie looked quickly around the familiar small boat. She could see down the passageway into the empty cabin. There was no sign of the Rosens or the others. Uncle Henrik followed her eyes and her puzzled look.
"All is well," he said softly. "Don't worry. Everything is all right."
"I wasn't sure," he said, "but now," he eyed the basket in his hands, "because of you, Anne-Marie, everything is all right. You run home now and tell your mama not to worry. I will see you this evening."
He grinned at her suddenly.
"They took my bread, eh?" he said. "I hope they choke on it."